interfering with a flight crew. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A Massachusetts man facing serious charges after he's accused of trying to open a plane door and attacking a flight attendant mid-flight.
About 45 minutes before landing on a United flight from Los Angeles to Boston, the flight crew got an alarm about an aircraft door lock being disarmed. 33-year-old Francisco Torres of Leominster, Mass., was seen near that door during the flight. After speaking with him about it, the flight crew deemed him a threat to the plane and advised the captain to land immediately. Torres next confronted the attendants and was seen stabbing one of them in the neck three times with a broken metal spoon. Other passengers able to restrain him until the plane finally landed. Torres now charged with interference with flight crew members using a dangerous weapon, which could land him in federal prison for up to life. John Saucier, Fox News.
Another incident in Boston Logan. This happened today when two United Airlines flights clipped each other near a gate. Both planes were preparing to depart. Passengers from both flights were taken off and arrangements were made for them to get to their destinations on other aircraft. The FAA and Massachusetts Port Authority are investigating. Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted wants answers after another Norfolk Southern train derailed in his state over the weekend.
Unfortunately, it usually isn't until the financial consequences of failure are stiff enough that you get the attention of the railroads in this country. That's been a historic problem in our country.
No one was injured in this weekend's derailment. Last month, a Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine. Dangerous chemicals were released into the air to avert a fire and explosion. But since then, residents have been complaining of various health problems. The White House calling it unacceptable after four American citizens were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico. The FBI says the four crossed the border from Brownsville, Texas to buy medicine when they were grabbed at gunpoint Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Washington, D.C. City Council attempts to pull a crime reform bill after President Biden voiced his opposition.
The D.C. City Council is trying to backtrack on its plan to soften the city's criminal code. The chair of the D.C. City Council has told the Senate it will rescind the changes. The Senate was slated to bigfoot the local changes this week. A senior Senate leadership aide says D.C. can't pull back at this point, and they expect the vote to still occur. President Biden last week told Senate Democrats he would not veto the legislation. Congress can serve as a super city council for D.C. under the Constitution.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. About 20 Senate Democrats were expected to vote with Republicans to block the changes to D.C.'s criminal code. A vote may take place on Wednesday. A tech giant makes cuts to its retail business.
Eight Amazon Go stores are closing. The company is shutting four of the cashierless convenience stores in San Francisco, two in New York City, and two in Seattle. There are no checkout lines at Amazon Go stores, and customers pay automatically through a smartphone app. Amazon says it periodically assesses its portfolio of stores. It will still operate more than 20 of the locations across the U.S., and it's working to find new positions for the affected workers within Amazon. Amazon has been cutting costs after its worst annual loss on record. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The University of Massachusetts is warning about a TikTok trend. Officials said students were observed Saturday carrying jugs with a mixture of alcohol, electrolytes, and water, dubbed Blackout Rage Gallons, or Borgs, in a binge drinking trend that's gaining traction on TikTok. Officials said there were so many calls for ambulances for student alcohol intoxication that neighboring agencies stepped in to help. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.